So let's connect all these together. So if I understand it correctly, one of the monkeys is actually getting a signal, and the other monkey is reacting to that signal just because the first one is receiving it and transmitting the neurological
impulses. No, it's a little different. No monkey knows of the existence of the other two monkeys. Mm-hmm. They are getting a visual feedback in 2D, but the task they have to accomplish is 3D. They have to move an arm in three dimensions. But each monkey is only getting the two dimensions on the video screen that the monkey controls. And as to get that thing done, you need at least two monkeys to synchronize the brains, but the ideal is three. So what we found out is that when one monkey starts slacking down, the other two monkeys enhance their performance to get the guy to come back. So this adjusts dynamically, but the synchrony remains, the global synchrony remains the same. Now, if you flip without telling the monkey the dimensions that each brain has to control, like this guy is controlling X and Y, but he should be controlling now Y and Z, instantaneously, that animal's brain forgets about the old dimensions and it starts concentrating on the new dimensions. So what I need to say is that no Turing machine, no computer can predict what a brain net will do. So we'll absorb technology as part of us, technology will never absorb us. It's simply impossible.
How many times have you tested this? And how many times have you succeeded versus failed?
Oh, tens of times. With the three monkeys?
Yes.
Oh, several times. I wouldn't be able to talk about this here unless I have done it, you know, a few times. And I forgot to mention, because of time, that just 3 weeks ago, a European group just demonstrated the first man-to-man, brain-to-brain connection.
And how does that play?
It was one bit of information, but, you know, big ideas start in a humble way. But basically, one subject was the brain activity of one subject was transmitted to a second object, all non-invasive technology. So the first subject got a message, like our rats, a visual message, and transmitted to the second subject. The second subject received a magnetic pulse on the visual cortex, or a different pulse, two different pulses. In one pulse, the subject saw something, on the other pulse, it saw something different. And he was able to verbally indicate what was the message the first subject was sending through the internet across continents.
Wow. Okay, that's where we are going. That's the next TED Talk at the next conference. Miguel Nicolelis,
thank you. Thank you, Bruno. Thank you.